Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bernie Havlicek, and he is the overseer for the Armstrong Research Farm down by Lewis. Good morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you today?
I'm good. And Bernie, it's time for one of the Southwest Iowa favorites, an event that's coming up here on August 2nd, and that is the Garden Field Day. So what's going to be happening on August 2nd?
Well, we're going to be looking at our this year's home demonstration garden. And each year, Cindy Hain, who coordinates the garden, searches all through all the garden catalogs and websites. She's looking for the hottest new varieties, and she's looking for interesting different flowers and vegetables that might be of interest to local gardeners. We then grow them in the garden under local soil and our weather conditions each year. And then this gives people a chance to see these cultivars and decide whether this is something they'd like to try in their own backyard.
And in addition to seeing, sometimes people even get to taste things.
Yes. And this year we hope to do a little more tasting, perhaps, than normal.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the things we're going to see, and then you can add in if we get to taste anything. Let's start with the veggies.
Okay. She divided her garden into four parts this year, okay? And one of the parts is a space saver's garden, because a lot of gardeners, especially those in town, have limited space. And there's a number of new vegetables that are being developed now that are compact or bush types. And these are actually very promising. There's a watermelon called Sugar Bush Baby. We've got muskmelons, honey bun, and Minnesota midget. And then there's a couple of tomatoes that have been bred to take up very little space. Megabyte and Patio Princess are a couple. These are actually developed to be grown in containers.
Wow. And that's a really plus for some folks who, well, like you say, don't have the space, maybe don't want to take that extra time, or maybe, you know, don't even have much of a yard. So these are all obviously developments to help folks that want to keep on gardening or get back into gardening and don't have much space.
Exactly.
All right. So that's one fourth of the garden. And I know there'll be some really neat things there. I've been seeing some things that I want to see what's there, because I've been seeing the packages and the advertising. So this will be great to see it actually growing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a fourth of the garden.
Another fourth of it is foliage plants. And these are annual plants. And in recent years, there's been a lot of interest in the foliage of plants, you know, rather than the flowers. They give a good backdrop to flower beds and gardens. And most years, with our weather, annual flowers do quite well. When we get into this extreme hot and dry conditions, annual flowers tend to not do as well,
right,
not perform. However, hot, dry weather is just what the foliage annuals really like.
Huh.
And, there's a number of them out there that we're growing. There's several varieties of ornamental millet that are really attractive. There's ornamental peppers, actually ornamental corn, and even sweet potatoes and cotton. So, and these are doing very well in the heat. So.
And the nice thing about those foliage plants is they continue to add color, where annuals maybe kind of come and go. The other flowers may have a season. Versus the foliage, if the different colors are green and some very colorful, it's there the whole season.
Exactly. Not only that, but they, you know, as the season progresses, they actually tend to become even more attractive,
mm-hmm,
and stand out even more.
Well, I'm thinking, folks, you mentioned that a number of these are really doing well in the drought, and I'm thinking that folks are really going to be interested in that this year. Okay, so that now we got half of the garden covered. What about the next quarter?
Well, we haven't had sweet corn in the garden in a number of years, and sweet corn is back again this year. The most recent development in sweet corn is what we call augmented, or more commonly maybe called triple sweet varieties.
Ooh,
of sweet corn.
Yummy.
And what this is, it's a type or a series of corn that has all the sugar of a super sweet variety, plus it has the eating qualities that we've come to like with the sugar enhanced type that we're very familiar with. So these are new. They're doing very well, and the trick was to try to get them to be ripe.
Yes.
This week.
Yes,
and
because
we've actually done pretty well in this respect. And what we're going to do is have samples of this sweet corn, and hopefully people will be able to taste them until they find one that they really like. And we'll have a little taste test of the different varieties of triple sweet corn.
You know, many of us, as we grew up, we thought we had to have the corn cooked. We needed salt. We needed maybe pepper. We needed butter. But I have seen people at, like, farmers markets, they just get the corn, take the husk off, and just eat it right there. So that people are going to kind of get the true flavor without any additions, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So that'll be fun, because then you can really taste maybe the differences among the various kinds you have. Okay, so that's going to be fun. And Bernie, sometimes you just work miracles. You get that corn there ready to go at the time, you know. But have you been doing some irrigation in the corn?
Yes. And that's interesting you bring that up, LaVon, because we also have corn in other little projects that's not irrigated, and there is a difference. You know, when corn gets stressed because of lack of moisture, the sugar levels are perhaps a little lower. But when you can provide irrigation, and we do it by drip irrigation, there's a noticeable taste difference.
Okay, not only the yield, but the flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, I think the sugar levels are a little higher when you can provide at least the bare minimum of moisture.
Okay. And you mentioned drip irrigation. If people aren't familiar with that, then this will be an opportunity for them to take a look at that also.
Exactly.
Okay. So now we have a fourth of the garden remaining.
Yes. And the last fourth of it, she just devoted it to what she calls new and interesting varieties, things that that she thinks might be of interest. And some of that is flowers. There's a number of moss roses, marigolds, agastache, and all these types that do fairly well in heat and in dry conditions. And there's new varieties of these, and they will be on display. A couple new tomato varieties, Red Bounty, Tasty Lee, that are worth taking a look at. And new peppers. There's a lot of new both sweet and hot peppers that are coming on the market now, and she's got several of those on display.
Are we going to get to taste any of those?
Yes, you will. You know, and then that's the home demonstration garden. But there's also another garden that Cindy has started this year, and it's a soil amendment garden using biochar, which is a part of a very large multi-state project, and she'll talk about it. Biochar is something that has been around, used around the world for hundreds of years, and it's a soil amendment that's basically a charcoal type of product, and we're seeing what effect it'll have on garden produce.
You know, saying that, I'm thinking back to somebody talking about that, the charcoal type stuff, especially on carrots, that it was really useful in adding to carrots. So, it'll be interesting to see what it's done for the other things that you have there too. Always something new, because you're a research farm, Bernie.
Well, we hope we know it'll be a little warm this week, but we'll have seating for all the people, and we'll be hopefully there'll be some shade there that we can sit in, and we'll try to make things as comfortable as possible. We'll have melons to sample, and don't forget, at the end of the day, we always end it with strawberries and ice cream.
And so, you have strawberries this year?
We've gotten some strawberries this year. The trial has ended. We have blackberries started now.
Okay. Well, that might be an interesting alternative to strawberries. But I know people really look forward to that ice cream and strawberries. It's like the treat at the end of a hot evening. So, again, remind us date, time, and place, Bernie.
The date is August 2nd. That'll be this Thursday evening. We'll start about 6:30. We usually run for about an hour, hour and a half, and then we'll end up, as I say, in the air-conditioned learning center, where we'll have a little more discussion, and we'll also have strawberries and ice cream for the people.
All right, so come on out. There's no fee except to get yourself there, and that's all happening at the Armstrong Farm down by Lewis. Thank you very much, Bernie Havlevik, for visiting with us today.
Thank you, LaVon.
Till next time, here's a thought. Someone said, my garden is my favorite teacher.